Greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about Southwest Michigan. Tell us what's on your mind at WMUK.org. It was a medical ethics class, of all things, that got John Stratinger interested in where you could find tunnels in Kalamazoo.
We had a nurse who used to work at the asylum come and talk to our class.
The asylum, as in the Kalamazoo Psychiatric Hospital, commonly called the State Hospital. The nurse mentioned that people used to use underground passageways to get around there.
She also started a conversation about how many tunnels there were under Kalamazoo. They connected all the old buildings, apparently, before there was snow removal. And they would use that to get between buildings, especially at the asylums and on campus.
And ever since, John's been wondering where else you can find old tunnels in the city. The State Hospital had another campus at its residential farm southwest of town. By 1970, it was abandoned, and the tunnels became a destination for adventure seekers, although officials weren't very happy about it.
They're kind of fun when we think about the interconnection that's hidden and all that kind of thing. It's like the mystery of it. But they were, invariably, something practical.
Sharon Ferraro is the City of Kalamazoo Historic Preservation Coordinator. She's heard about tunnels that probably don't exist anywhere except people's imaginations, like the one under Lovell Street, where an army truck is supposedly parked. Prohibition has been inspiring, too.
I mean, I've heard rumors that there was a speakeasy in the Vine neighborhood that had a tunnel that you could get out of the basement into a garage that was nearby. But when I was in that basement, I didn't see any evidence of that at all.
One place where you can find tunnels, at least for now, is the former Nazareth College campus on Gull Road. Ferraro says students walked from their residences to their classes through underground passages.
I remember friends that were students saying, oh yeah, we used to just get in our pajamas because it was an all-girls school. We just go to class in our pajamas and we go through the tunnel to go over to the classrooms.
Several of the Nazareth buildings and two tunnels could be demolished soon. It's hard to imagine that any place in Kalamazoo had more tunnels than the State Hospital.
My name is Garrett Collins, and back then I was known as Gary Collins. And the year was 1971. I was a sophomore in high school. I had just gotten a car because I had a job.
Collins, who's now a concert pianist and organist in San Francisco, was out exploring with a friend when they found the asylum-like tunnels, the passages that once linked the buildings at the place called the Colony Farm.
They were cement and concrete walls and brick ceilings.
Collins says people had left beer bottles and cans.
There were a lot of cots and dirty mattresses.
Of course, they weren't the only ones out there.
We would see other kids coming at us with flashlights, so we knew there were a lot of people there, and that's when I got the idea to scare everybody to death.
Collins, the organist, recorded himself playing this piece, J.S. Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. He and his friend found a set of pipes that would carry the sound through the tunnels, and they hit play.
We freaked everybody out. They went running and screaming. And we thought, well, this is kind of a fun little deal. So we did it about every Friday night for a couple of years.
None of that would have been possible even a few years later, after Western Michigan University took charge of the property. Not surprisingly, Western didn't want teenagers or anyone else roaming the tunnels. In 1977, it had the entries demolished.
I've got hard hats for you.
That's Karen Jackson with the Kalamazoo Public Schools.
It's dirty, it's messy, it's crumbling.
Jackson says KPS has tunnels at a number of its buildings. One runs between El Sol Elementary and the former Central High School, now Chenery Auditorium. It's hard to say exactly when this tunnel was built, but it's not likely to be younger than 96. Pink-orange brick chips carpet the floor as Jackson leads a gaggle of us tunnel enthusiasts through the vaulted passage with wires and steam pipes running on one side.
In the winter, you can tell where the tunnel is in the parking lot because that part of the parking lot is usually melted.
John Stratinger, who wanted to know more about Kalamazoo tunnels, is here with his wife, Lisa Hudson.
Kind of looks like something that you'd see in like a World War II movie, like smuggling art through buildings or something.
Back at ground level, Interim Superintendent Gary Start tells the group that unlike the tunnels at Nazareth and the State Hospital, this one's not for regular traffic.
You've seen something that very few people have.
Hudson says she was impressed with the tunnel's condition.
It seems like a lot of bricks are disintegrating, but at least dust isn't falling as we're walking, which is nice.
But Start says the tunnel could use some work.
When we put the hard hat on you, we were going to give you some tools to go
clean it up. Yeah.
You can share your questions about Southwest Michigan at our website. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.